Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I was poking around earlier today and thinking about what would be a really good topic for this particular episode of How to Matter. During the course of my pondering and poking around, I came across a little excerpt about excuses and excuse-making, something that we all do from time to time, I suppose. It got me to thinking this, though. Are there different kinds of excuses and situations where excuses are appropriate and inappropriate? Kind of the idea is, are excuses something that is on a kind of a continuum, on a range, if you will? Over the years, I have become somewhat of an expert on excuses and excuse making. First of all, my wife and I have raised 5 teenagers, which is a great source of excuses if you happen to be collecting them. In addition, I've managed and supervised several hundred people over the period of time, and I think generally I've heard most every excuse that man is capable of creating. The question, though, does the excuse excuse? And if we think about it from that perspective, it becomes a lot less obvious, a lot less something that's clear-cut, something that deserves more attention, I think. Let me play the excerpt for you, and then we'll see what we think.
Don't make excuses, make good. The famous anonymous. You don't make excuses for not getting the job done. Since you most always get the job done, the situation does not come up very often. When it does happen that you don't get the job done, you accept full and personal responsibility for the outcome. Even if circumstances have worked against getting the expected outcome or if someone else hasn't done what they were supposed to do, you accept responsibility for not anticipating the problem or glitch. You know that, had you been smarter or cleverer, you would have anticipated and handled the situation. Through accepting responsibility and retrospective analysis, both your cognitive and intuitive capacities will serve you better the next time.
Let's think briefly about situations where excuses and excuse-making come up. There are the general social faux pas, the little things that happen from time to time. They're quite inadvertent, quite unintentional, or perhaps even accidental. You know, someone coughs or sneezes at an inappropriate time. Someone happens to burp after dinner when they weren't really expecting to do that. We can think of a lot of things, a lot of situations, where a little something happens, it doesn't make any difference, and the excuse me is almost a social kind of thing. You know, someone says, excuse me, you say no problem, or bless you, or whatever your typical kind of response to that sort of thing is. Those kinds of excuses and episodes of excuse making are not particularly interesting or particularly important. It begins to get a little more important, though, when someone comes to apologize. They have done something has happened that they feel badly about, and then they give you an excuse for not complying with what you expected, for not doing what they were supposed to do. One of the things that I've heard said, and I think it's probably really worthy of repeating here, is never ruin a perfectly good apology with an excuse. Just simply say, I'm sorry, I apologize, and let it go at that. The other person then can either accept your apology, not accept your apology, They can do whatever they need to do, but you have done what you needed to do. You apologized. Where it becomes more problematic, though, is if people continuously have excuses. They're always screwing up, doing something wrong, being inappropriate, behaving in an unacceptable kind of way, and on any given occasion, they have what seems to be a perfectly good excuse, a justifiable reason for their faux pas, for their misbehavior, for their non-compliance, for their lack of cooperation. But the fact of the matter is that their excuses run pretty thin. You get kind of tired of hearing their excuses. And pretty soon you come to the conclusion that they're only making excuses. They're trying to make up some justification for not doing their work, not doing what they were supposed to do, not doing what they agreed to do, not doing what they were expected to do. Excusing themselves, then, is something that they think is justified and warranted. It gets them off the hook. They sometimes compound that by saying things like, "You'll need to excuse me." And I want to say, "Excuse me? What do you mean I need to excuse you? I don't need to excuse you. It's not something that I'm required to do. It's not something that I reasonably can do. And the fact of the case is that it's not something I'm going to do." At some point, enough is enough. So, people obviously have problems. Things come up. Things happen. Sometimes circumstances don't work out in their favor. Sometimes they really do forget. Sometimes they're just not as conscientious or as attentive as they are at other times. And occasionally, when that comes up, you excuse them. You say, "Okay, it's not a problem," and things move on. I think, though, what happens is we become less tolerant of "excuse me" or excuses when they begin to recur, when it happens on multiple occasions, when it becomes a pattern of some sort, or if the situation or circumstance was absolutely critical and their inattentiveness, their error, their lack of judgment has caused a serious issue, or even potentially could have caused a very serious issue. For example, if you're in surgery and your surgeon says, "Oh, excuse me, I didn't do that correctly," are you going to be real understanding? I think not. So we can also think of a lot of other situations that work like that. So that brings me then to today's tip. Of course, situations are going to come up from time to time where we don't perform as well as we otherwise do. We don't live up to our own expectations. We make mistakes. We experience those little lapses in judgment. The question is not the fact that they come up. The question is, does it become a pattern? Is it part of our regular way of behaving, way of doing things? The other thing that comes up from time to time, and I've had this with employees from time to time, they come in, they have their excuse for not doing what they were supposed to do, not doing things the way they were supposed to be done, and they say, "Please excuse me." Well, the first time that might work out all right, but what I discover is that they're looking for some kind of exemption from the responsibility. They're looking for some way of not having to do what they're supposed to do. So, the tip for today, if you need an excuse, if you have an excuse, if you need excused and have an excuse, then go for it. If that is where it is, that is where it is. And simply apologize and, if necessary, explain why things didn't work out the way they were supposed to work out. But ask for an excuse if you need one, but always follow the excuse with change to reduce, to eliminate, to avoid being in that situation again, ever needing to use that same excuse. Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.